And welcome back to another episode of Non This Business Bites. It is the first episode of the year. Happy 2026, everybody. I'm excited. C is excited. I know you guys are excited. The question is, what are we all excited about this year? Every single one of us have different things we're looking forward to. And that's the neat thing. The neat thing is what excites me may not excite Sia, may not excite everybody else in the audience. The question is, what excites you and why? Why does this excite you? Are you writing a new book? Are you going to be in a movie? Are you changing jobs? Are you getting into a new relationship? Whatever it is, we all sit there and go, you know what? There's something new, neat, and exciting that's going on in our life. And we may not know it yet. It may be too early in the year to find out, but we need to keep our eye open for it because that's the magic of the year, switching over. Whether you look at New Year's, December 31st, or Chinese New Year's, in late January, February, or other New Year's, Jewish New Year's is usually in September, October. It's a time of renewal. And I think it's a time of excitement. It is a time of rebirth, and it's a time of thinking about possibilities. So, Sia, let's gnaw on this. Let's talk about possibilities. What are you excited about for 2026?
Oh, you know what? Every year is an opportunity to start over, no
Yes.
matter what, And I think that is so exciting because if you think of it that way of, you know what? I experienced what I experienced. I gained whatever knowledge and wisdom. What can I take the learnings of the previous year and apply it to this year so I don't, A, make the same mistakes, right? B, maybe more efficient at whatever it is that you've learned, right? Processes, whatever. And C is, does this help me become just a better soul in general, right? And I think that's the exciting part of it all is like, how can I be a better human in general, right? Can it be a better person to my partner, to my family, to my friends, to my colleagues, and all that stuff? Can I be a better person for the work that, we do, right? And it's so funny, that kind of optimism. It's almost like, I don't want to say it's childlike in its wonder, but there's like that childlike excitement, of that, ooh, what is to come for this year? I think, and I'm just going to say something that might be counterintuitive, but it's got to make sure you embrace that there is opportunity because the older we get, Ben, the more bad news we're going to get. Right, because we're that's just part of our life cycle, and it's going to be, I can tell, it's just one of those things where as we get older, we're going to get bad news more frequently. So how do we maintain that happiness, excitement, that joie de vivre, right? That innocence. And so 2026 for sure is going to be a continuous year of growth and self-improvement and love, but at the same time, it's also understanding of when to be where you need to be because our fact of life is just different. Now, if I was in my 20s and starting out my career, world's your oyster. Make no life or career limiting mistakes and just enjoy the wave,
Absolutely. I mean, we are who we are based on where we are in our life. I mean, you and I are the sandwich generation. I mean, I've got kids, I've got elderly parents, you have elderly parents, and you have a dog. Not to negate from that, but that still is a worry. That's still a concern, and that's still somebody to take care of. And I look at the world as says, look, as my parents get older, I have those concerns to worry about. But we also have, the weddings and the baby namings coming up for the next generation. So I look at it and sit there and say, okay, as much as there are concerns, and yes, people are getting older and hips are breaking and falls and getting sick and ending up in the hospital and all the stuff that goes along with it, there's also all the neat stuff coming up in the generation coming up. I mean, my nieces and my nephews, dating new people and start wanting to invite them over to our place to have
Me
us meet
too.
them. Just friends of ours just became grandparents.
Oh, that's so
It's
hard. That's hard.
No, but it's, I mean, they're a few years older than we are, but they're not that much older than we are. But I look at it and sit there and say there's so many different opportunities. I mean, the funny thing is, the way you look at New Year's Eve, the way you look at with opportunity and possibility, I look at that at Monday morning. I look at 52 New Year's Eves a year, and that, at New Year's Days every year. I look at Monday morning. It says, okay, Monday morning, brand new slate, brand new possibilities. Let's go. And sometimes it's a continuation of what happened the week before, and sometimes it's something brand new, and an email pops into your into your email, or a LinkedIn message comes up completely out of the blue, and all of a sudden changes the whole trajectory of your week. And it to me, that's the cool stuff. It's the Bloomberg moments. It's the stuff that you're not expecting, that all of a sudden someone you haven't spoken to for 10 years all of a sudden ends up in your DM that says, hey, I've been an idiot. Yeah, okay, I haven't talked to you for 10 years. It says, yeah, it's my fault, but let's get over it. Let's get together for coffee. Okay. And so we'll go back together, and I'm going to meet this person for coffee next week.
Love that.
And that's kind of cool. And just having people come back into my life randomly, and those are the type of things that I'm excited. And looking at, all of a sudden, somebody calls me up and says, "Look, I just met this person. They've got a job. It would be perfect for you. Let me introduce you." Somebody I know just, did a letter of recommendation randomly. She goes, "Oh, I know people within that company. Let me write a recommendation," and they did. And I never asked them for it. I never said anything. They just did it on their own. It's those little random acts of kindness, those little opportunities that just pop up out of nowhere. Those are the things that excite me the most, because you're not expecting them.
Yeah.
And it shows me how kind and how wonderful people in life can be.
Aren't those like those pleasant surprises, those pleasant wins that
Absolutely.
you're like, wow, I didn't. And then it kind of resets you in a way, right? Of like, wait, there is kindness in others. There is kindness with no ulterior motive, right? And I don't know. I think the end of 2025 for me was rough in the context of getting out of my head and type of stuff. And so I feel refreshed in a way for a lot of that. And it's like when you're at the beginning of the year or beginning of something new in your life, whatever it might be, I think there is beauty in allowing you to cleanse yourself. Even if you have like persistent thoughts on things, sometimes it's good to just release it and let it go. So on that note, then Ben, how do you handle it? So let's say, for example, you're in a funk. How do you typically pull yourself out of your funks?
I give myself X amount of time. And it says, listen, you're allowed, Ben, you're allowed X amount of time to wallow in this, and then you're getting a swift kick in the ass. And I am pretty darn good at giving myself a swift kick in the butt and say, enough is enough. You've had enough time to wallow in this. You've had enough time for the pity party. You're done. That's it. And if it's not me, I've got enough people in my life
Who do it for you?
that I've given permission to give me a swift kick in the butt. I have a small but mighty group of friends who have permission to give me a good swift kick in the butt if I need it, and vice versa. Where I say, okay, enough is enough. You've wallowed in this long enough. What have you learned from it? Where are we going from here? How are we getting you out of this? And either that's self-talk, or me talking to somebody else, or them talking to me. And that's friendship. The people that honestly are not just there for the good times, but are there for the pity parties, and just sit there and say, look, okay, yeah, you're allowed to be mad, you're allowed to be angry, you're allowed to be frustrated to yourself. Good, done, you've done it, wonderful, let's go. And it's time to move on, because if you sit in this for forever, it perpetuates itself.
Oh, it does. And it.
And I value those people beyond life who sit there and say, okay, Ben, Yep. All right. You've had time to wallow in this. Time to move on.
You know what's funny is that, like, you just made me think of something is like when you're in those funk moments. And by the way, I have that funk phenomenon song in my head now, just so you know.
Okay.
But when you are in those like funky moments, who you think might be able to pull you out may not always be who pulls you out. And I think
True.
that is the I think interesting thing too is reinforcement for 2026 for me is really revisiting that board that we talked about before is like who's on your board, because there are individuals that I value and I consider on my board but I haven't talked to in a while, and you just made me think, which why do you keep making me think is I
Because
wonder if
that's
I
my
leave them.
job.
Oh, you're so demanding, but it made me think about I didn't reach out to them when I had my funky moments, like why didn't I? Right. So I would strongly encourage everyone, because I'm going to be doing this exercise. If everyone wants to do it with me, DM me. Don't pitch me. But if everyone wants to like go through and reevaluate and just kind of just bounce ideas of like what it is that you want or need in your board, I think that'd be a real fun activity. And I'd be on board for that. Get it? I'd be on board for that.
I mean, I have in Outlook forward thinking appointments that I set with people 6, 8 weeks out and say, last time we talked about this, this is what was going on in their life. Where are you? And to people, it feels like I'm just calling them randomly, but I'm not. I've picked, says, okay, I should call this person in 4 weeks. I should call this person in 6 weeks. I should call this people 8 weeks. I should call this person in 10 days. And I've built time into my calendar, and I don't do this for everybody, but there are people in my life that I keep in contact on a very regular basis to make sure that I don't lose them or they don't lose me. And to me, it's important to just sit there and say, you know what? I can't remember from day to day, week to week, month to month, whose dad died, whether it was your dad or your mom, with this, that, the other thing. I write notes. And I have that, it says, listen, I know that your dad died at the end of October. How are you doing? How's your mom doing? How is her, her uncle, your uncle just died. It says, what's going on? Or they just had a baby. How's the baby doing? And when we can sit there and do those random acts of check-in, that's how we build relationships with people. And that's what I look forward to. I look forward to those conversations with people with, I don't want anything from these people. I don't need anything from these people. I'm just keeping in touch. And I'm just, there's no hidden agenda. There's no nothing. It's just, you know what? These are people I care about in my life, and I want to make sure that they're okay. And I think that, each of us are going to figure out a different way of doing this, or maybe we won't. But I think that those random conversations are probably the things I look most forward to it from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And just sit there and say, you know what? How do we just make sure somebody's still doing okay? How do we make sure that somebody has somebody that's checking in on them and make sure they're all right? And people do the same thing to me, and I appreciate it.
It's that appreciation though, right? I think it's, man, yeah, we just came off, the holidays and we're grateful for things, but darn it, we forget it over the year, and it's now's the time, people, remind yourself these things, right? To be grateful, to live in gratitude, because we can't do it alone,
No,
right? What a reminder,
no.
like, and I think that's another opportunity, because you and I are very independent-minded people. I think we both need to like solemnly swear that we understand we can't do it alone.
Well, as they say, the most powerful word you can ever utter is help. Help. We all need help every once in a while. And we have to recognize that sometimes we do need help, and sometimes other people need help. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that's not a sign of weakness. That's not a sign of, of insecurity. It's a sign that you know something I don't know, or I know something you don't know, and that's okay. And let me be there for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's those are the things that I'm looking forward to in 2026, is those quiet conversations, those random thoughts, the opportunities that just present themselves. And
Yeah.
I think that's, and we need to land this plane, but I think that's those are the things that I'm most excited about. The big stuff takes care of itself.
I think you're right, man. I think I definitely, for those that maybe have the big stuff like heavily on your mind, this too shall pass too,
Yes.
right? And I think that's the beauty of it all. So takeaway from our little gnaw in this session is new year, new opportunities. Really learn to embrace it. Reevaluate where you're at. Reevaluate your mindset and reevaluate the board. There's nothing wrong with shuffling your board around, and there's nothing
True.
wrong with the board members recognizing there might be shuffling around, because with different seasons, there's different skill sets that you need. And so, yeah, I'm gonna, anyone wants to do that exercise with me or talk about it, DM, because I think it's important, because by the end of this year, next year, what progress have we made? Have we moved that widget forward? And even if it's a smidgen of a widget forward, it's still a step forward.
Still a step forward. So let's leave it there. Happy New Year, everybody. I can't wait to read the DMs in this and the chat and see what people are excited about doing this year. Let's have a phenomenal year. I'm Ben,
I'm Sia.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.